So how is this Capitol Hill drama playing out across the country? From member station KQED, Sarah Varney tried to find out.
It's early Saturday morning, and thousands of people from Northern California have made their weekly pilgrimage to San Francisco's prized farmers market. And the only thing that seems more pressing than the quality of the organic butter lettuce is the impending vote in Washington. Fran Lowen owns Blossom Bluff Orchards in California's Central Valley. She grows peaches, plums, and nectarines. And like many in the low-margin agricultural industry, most of her workers are uninsured.
This has just gone on too long, and there's too many people that really need health coverage. And a lot of our workers on our farm, that's the emergency room is what they use. And I just am hoping that it will make life easier for people that are underinsured or uninsured, really.
Lowen had hoped Congress would get rid of private insurance companies altogether and opt for a single-payer system. But she says the current bill is a step in the right direction. San Franciscan Chris Gonzalez says the bill is far from perfect, but she applauds the tough new rules the bill places on insurance companies.
And that it will force insurance companies to quit denying people coverage because of pre-existing conditions, and they won't be able to get rid of people when they get sick.
The stakes seem very high to Lori Gauguin, a self-employed private chef.
I sent an email to Nancy Pelosi urging her to pass this health care bill because it's so important. I'm self-employed, so it's really vital for me because I have to pay out of pocket 100%, and it's going to break me. Once I turn 40, my premium is almost going to double. I might have to go without health care if they don't pass this legislation.
In Ann Arbor, Michigan, Ken Luther, a member of the military, says he's not confident Congress can fix what's wrong with the nation's health care system.
I think it is going to fail to meet a lot of people's expectations of providing health care, especially for those 30-some-odd million people that don't get it right now. It's going to fall short of that goal, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
Stacy Kelbert of Brighton, Michigan, is concerned with what Congress is considering. She says she struggles to pay the $3,000 annual deductible for her family's health insurance plan, but she's skeptical Congress can fix what's broken.
I know we need change, but we need to take it a little slower and not just change it because a promise was made to the public.
In New Orleans, Derek Levesque is visiting the Audubon Zoo. He has no health coverage and is excited about tomorrow's vote. But he also hopes politics won't sabotage the outcome he hopes for.
I think the process is taken a little too long. I think there's too many politicians trying to tack on special projects, for their own districts. And I think that, they need to do what's best for the overall American people.
And in Washington, D.C., conservative lawmakers and Tea Party groups sponsored a Code Red rally with an earshot of where lawmakers are busily preparing the landmark health care bill. Stephen Isaac is from Easton, Pennsylvania, and will graduate from American University in May. He worries the bill will increase insurance premiums.
And, I'm going to be entering the workforce. I also don't want my taxes to go up and also pay for elective-induced abortions as well. So I'm going to be already struggling as it is.
Peter Baronato came to the protest from Richmond, Virginia. He says Congress is overstepping its authority.
These people are supposed to be here to protect my individual freedom and liberty. And passing a socialized medicine plan is not giving me any freedom of anything. I have no freedom of choice. I'll be told what doctor I'm going to have to go to, what insurance I'm going to get. I'm going to get fined if I don't buy the insurance they want. I can go on and on and on and on.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow afternoon on the health care bill, though it's sure to be a frantic night on Capitol Hill with many cups of stale coffee to be drunk. For most Americans, it's just another Saturday night. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.